Now we have a Mishnah which begins talking about the avodas of the Kohen Gadol that he started doing with his big day, Lavan. First we brought a par lachatas, which was from the own money of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen stands on the east side of the par and faces west towards the Beis HaMikdash, and he leans on the head of the par and says vidui. We know that there were three different viduyim that the Kohen said on Yom Kippur, and we say this in the Avoda of Musaf when we daven on Yom Kippur. The first vidui was said for himself and his family. The second vidui was said for the other Kohanim, which was also, of course, on a par. And the final vidui, which was for Klal Yisrael, was said on the Sawyer La'azazel. In each vidui, he said the Shem HaMeferish three different times. And the Nusach of the vidui was as follows. V'kach ha'yomer, Ana Hashem, please Hashem. Avisi pashati chatasi lefanecha, ani uveisi. Ana Hashem kaperna la'avaynes ulepishayim ulechatayim. Sh'avisi v'shepashati v'shechatasi lefanecha, ani uveisi. Kakosev b'sarish maisha avdecha, ki vayayim hazeh yechaper aleichem. L'tahir eschem mikol chataseichem lifnei Hashem titaro. After he said this, the hein einin, everyone would answer, achrav, baruch shem kavayid malchusai li'olam v'vayid. But Tosfos Yontov and the Taz explain that today, when we say the Avodah on Yom Kippur in Musaf, we say Ana Hashem for the first Shem Hashem. We say the words Ana Bashem for the second Shem Hashem. And then finally, when we say the Pasuk, we say the actual Shem Hashem, since it's part of a real Pasuk, Ki V'yem HaZeh, etc. The Ritva says that although during the rest of the year, when we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei Le'olam V'ad, we say it quietly, on Yom Kippur we say it B'kol Gadol, just like they did in the Beis HaMikdash, as we see here in the Mishnah. Why is it that they did it B'kol Gadol? Because on Yom Kippur, we are like Malachim. And since Malachim say it all year, they say it loudly, we say it loudly also on Yom Kippur. In fact, on Yom Kippur, we're on such a high madrega that the Satan cannot influence us. We know that the gematria of HaSatan is equal to 364, i.e., on the 364 other days of the year, the Satan influences us, but not on the 365th day, not on Yom Kippur. Daf Lamed Vav. The entrance to the Azara was from the east, the Shar Nikuna. The first 11 Amos inward, in other words going westward, is the Ezros Yisrael. The next 11 Amos was the Ezros Kayanim. Then came the Mizbeach, which was 32 by 32 Amos. Then was the area called Ben Ulam LaMizbeach, which was 22 Amos. Then began the Ulam, which was the beginning of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The Ulam was 10 Amos long, going from east to west, and we know that all Shechitas needed to be done in the north part of the Azara. The Gemara asks, where is considered Safan? Where is considered north, exactly? The Gemara answers that there are three different Shechitas, but it never gets farther away from the base HaChalifos, the place where they used to store the knives, since this was too far away from the Mizbeach. The Gemara says that the Shechita on Yom Kippur was done Bein Ulam LaMizbeach, because as we say on the whole Yom Kippur, they don't want to make the Kohen Gadol do more work than he had to do, since it was a fast day and he had a lot of things to do. Therefore, they attempted to do it as close to the Mizbeach as possible. We say that a person who does smicha faces westward and puts both hands between the two horns of the animal and says vidoy. And we also know that there's not allowed to be a chatzitza between the hands of a person and the head of the animal. We say that the Yisurim of Leket, Shikcha, and Peah, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, have no malchus, since they're really mitzvah saseh. But according to Rabbi Akiva, there are malchus. The Gemara says that the order of the vidoy is not exactly as we see it in the Mishnah. We know that in the Mishnah the order was avisi, pashati, chatasi. Avisi is something which is amazed. Pashati is something which is rebellious. And chatasi is shkagus. We paskin like the Divrei Chachamim. They say that the order is chatasi, avisi, pashati. They say you start off with the smallest avera, and then you get bigger and bigger towards larger averas. And since chatasi is something which is b'shaygi, avisi is mazid and pashati is the worst because it's rebellious, you go in that order. Chatasi, avisi, pashati. We paskin like this because we say, yachid v'rabim halacha kirabim. And since the Stam Mishnah is like Rameir is the yachid, and the rabim is the chachamim, so yachid v'rabim halacha kirabim. Daf Lamed Zayin. In vidui, the Kohen Gadol says, Ana Hashem. He says, please Hashem. Why does he say please? Since Moshe Rabbeinu also said please in his vidui. The source of using the Shem Hashem in general is from Egla Arufa. as we said in the Mishnah, everyone answers Baruch Shem Kvayd Malchusay Li'aylam Vad. What is the source of this? The source of this is from Maisha. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havu Gaidel Lelokeinu. When Maisha said the Shem Hashem, he told Klal Yisrael to then give praise. We see in Shulchan Aruch Simin Kuf Chaf Dalet that the Tur says B'Shem the Rush, that the Rush said that whenever his father heard the Shem Hashem, he would say the words Baruchu uBaruch Shmai. This, in fact, is the source of our minig today, that every time we hear someone make a bracha, Chazaras HaShatz, etc., they say Baruch Ata Hashem, we say Baruchu uBaruch Shmai. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that while we normally do this, we should not say Baruchu uBaruch Shmai if it is mafsik. In other words, if we're in the middle of Psukei Dezimra, then we should not say Baruchu uBaruch Shmai, or if someone is being mitzi us with a bracha, and we need to hear the entire bracha in its entirety, we do not say Baruchu uBaruch Shmai, but rather we only answer Amen. Then we have the Mishnah. The Kohen Gadol prepares the two Se'irim. One is going to be Lashem, and one is going to be La'azazel. He is accompanied on one side by the Skan Kohen Gadol, and on the other side by the Reish Beisav. We know that there were many Batei Avos, one for each day of the week. And the Rosh Beisav, who accompanies the Kohen Gadol here, is the person who would have been doing the Avaida had that day not been Yom Kippur. There was an urn that had two pieces of wood in it for the gyro, for the lottery, one that said Lashem, and one that said La'azazel. Ben Gamla, who was a Kohen Gadol, was blessed L'shvach. Why? Because he changed these pieces of wood to gold pieces, one that said Lashem and one that said La'azazel. Ben Katin made 12 spouts in the kir. The kir was where the water came from. Originally there were only two spouts, but he added so there would be 12. Why is that? So that all the Kohanim who brought the Tamid would be able to do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim at the same time. And finally the Mishnah says, Munvaz made the handles of all Kalim of Yom Kippur into gold. The Gemara says that the Gerolos were done in the northern part of the Azara, preferably Al Yerech HaMizbeach. We then say that the three people walk together. The Rav walks in the middle, the bigger Talmud walks to the right, and the smaller Talmud walks to the left, like we see by the Malache Abraham Avinu. Michael, who was considered the Rav, walked in the middle. Gavriel walked to the right, and Raphael walked to the left. And we say that if you walk behind a Rebbe, you're considered a Baal Gaiba. The Gemara says, since it says Garel Echad LaHashem, there was only one Garel for each in the container. One said LaHashem, and one said La'azazel. These could be made from any material, as long as it's material that could last a while. And we learn, Garel, Garel, time says Garel twice, Garel, Garel, Reba, that any material would be good. The Gemara says that the rays of the menorah would tell people when this man Kriyashma was. Daf Lamed Ches. There were miracles that happened to the doors of Nicanor. Then we have a Mishnah. Just like before we mentioned people in the Beis HaMikdash who were mentioned Lishvach, there were also those who were remembered Lignai, for not sharing their skills with others. The families who knew how to make the Lechem HaPanim, which was the Beis Garmai, the Ketaris, the Beis Haftinus, and Shir, and a number of other things, these families were remembered for Gnai. The Chachamim tried to get these families to share their special secrets. However, the family who did the Lechem HaPanim were praised, although they were remembered the Gnai, they were praised for not giving any of that bread to their children, where people would then say, oh, look who's eating the Lechem HaPanim. Kol ma shabara HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chvaydei bari. So really, everything belongs to Hashem. Even if one family is an expert in it, really, it comes from Hashem. The Gemara says Beis Haftinus was afraid to divulge the methods of making the Keteris because the ingredients were like a trade secret. The Gemara says that a person cannot take away even a hairbreadth of another person's parnasa. And we say Ben Kamtzer was able to write four letters with four pens all at once. The Gemara says that a tzaddik is blessed when he himself is mentioned. As we say, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, Mashenkin a Rasha, is cursed even when his fellow Rasha is mentioned. Shem Rishayim Yirkav. The Gemara says, for even one tzaddik, the world is created. And a tzaddik does not leave this world until a new tzaddik is born to take his place. Also, Hashem saw a shortage of tzaddikim in the world. Therefore, he scattered them through the generations. As we see, tzaddik yisayid oilam. Tzaddik is the yisayid of the oilam. It's the foundation of the world. Therefore, they were scattered through all the generations. The Gemara says that if a person wins over his yetzer hara for the same avera two different times, he will never do that avera again, because he came over it two different times. The Gemara says that Hashem helps those who help themselves from doing averas. In other words, if you try hard, Hashem will help you continue that. And finally, we say that an avera closes the heart of a person. Now let us begin the fourth perek, beginning on Daf Lamed Tes, Perek Taraf Bekalfi. We have a Mishnah. Mishnah says the Kayin mixed the two garelas and took one of them in his right hand and one of them in his left hand. One would say Lashem and one would say La'azazel. It was a simen tayiv if Lashem came out in the right hand. The Gemara says they needed to shake the box so the Kayin didn't accidentally cheat, and the box was made out of wood and was small. It was only made out of wood because the Torah did not want to use a lot of people's money, and it had consideration for people's money. This keli is considered chulin, not kadosh, since we know normally klisharis shel eitz le'avdia. The Gemara says that the 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was the Kayin Gadol, the Garel Lashem was always in the right hand, and the red thread which was tied to the Shor HaMishtaleach always became white. In later years, the results were mixed. The pasuk of Amdu Heitev Darshu Mishpat Ishra Chamutz, which means strengthen the hand of the oppressed, Rashi from here learns from a Gemara in Sanhedrin that normally when we have a court case, we listen to the Taiveya first. The Gemara says that by Lechem HaPanim, a Kayin can be yaitze the mitzvah even if he eats less than a kazayis. The Beis Halevi explains that the only time a person needs to eat a kazayis of anything is by a mitzvah's gabra, for example, like a chi of matzah. Mashen Kain says Lechem HaPanim is a mitzvah's cheftza, less than a kazayis is also okay. Shimon HaTzadik knew the year he was going to die. That year, by the Duchenin, the Kayanim stopped using the Shem HaMafarish by Birkas Kayanim. The Gemara says all the miracles in the Beis HaMikdash began to stop 40 years before the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai rebuked the Dalsois for behaving badly. And we say that in the future Hashem will return all of the special Nisim that were in the Beis HaMikdash by the Geula Asida. We say that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would mention the Shem HaMafarish 10 times. The Gemara says the Keteris had a strong smell, and it could be smelt outside the city also. And finally, according to Rabbi Yanai, the Aliyas HaGarel, picking up the Garel, is Ma'akev, but the Hanachas Garel on the animal is not Ma'akev, the Garel. Rabbi Yochanan says even Aliyas Garel is not Ma'akev. Daf Mem. According to Rabbi Shimon, Aliyas Garel is not Ma'akev, but Vidoy is Ma'akev. We then say that Par is Ma'akev es HaSoyer. In referring to the Zrikas Dam on Yom Kippur, the Par must be done first, then the Soyer. But if someone did the Soyer first, the Par is Ma'akev, the Soyer is considered Pasul, and you must reperform the Soyer. Masha'enken, vice versa, we say, HaSoyer ein Ma'akev es HaPar. And finally we say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Vidoy is not Ma'akev. Daf Mem Aleph. Rav Chizda said that a Mitzara, Yoledes, Zavar Zava, have a chiyuv to bring a set of pigeons, one for an oila and one for a chatas. Which one is designated for which karban must either be decided at the shas lekicha by the bailin or by a kayan later on. We say that whenever we use the term tyres kohanim, this is referring to the shitas of Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says that if a person became tame, we know that he is not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. However, if he accidentally went in, he must bring a karban called a karban oila v'yared. This is a carbon which fluctuates in value depending on the income status of the person who brings it. If he is an Oysher, he's rich, then he brings a Chatas Behema. If he's an Ani, he brings either Shtei Tairim or Shnei B'nei Yoyena, one for a Chatas and one for an Oyla. Now, let's say he's an Ani, and just after the time he was an Ani and he began to bring these Karbanas, just after he brought the animals, he became an Usher. Then we say he takes the old money and adds more to it. The Gemara says that if an Ashir accidentally brings an Ani's Karbanas, according to Rav Aisha, he's not Yaitza, but according to Rav Chaga, he is Yaitza. Then we have the Mishnah. The Kain Gadol, after the Gairol, ties a red thread on the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach, which is the Sa'ir La'azazel, and he ties it between its horns. On the Sa'ir La'asham, he puts a red thread on its neck in the Makam HaShchita. This process was done so as not to mix up these with other animals. The Mikdash David asks, how did the Kayin tie a red thread around the Sa'ir La'azazel? This was a Kesher Shel Kayama. Why was it a Kesher Shel Kayama? Because eventually the Sa'ir La'azazel was thrown off the mountain, and therefore this Kesher was never opened. Therefore, we're dealing with an Issa D'Oraisa. How is it possible he did this? In fact, the Kshira itself was only a Takanas Bezdin. So how was it possible that this Takanas Bezdin could be Deicha, a Melacha D'Oraisa? And even if you're going to want to tell me, you know, really it wasn't a Kesher Shel Keama. Really it's only an Aniva, it's only a bow. However, we know from Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Beis, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, a bow, an Aniva, is also considered a Kesher Daraisa. Therefore, how is it possible the Kohen Gadol did this? And he blibes with a Tzarechian. After this, the Kohen went to the par for vidui number 2. This was the vidui for the other Kohanim. And he said the Nusach of Ana Hashem. We know that we do not paskin like the order of the Mishnah, but rather we paskin like the Chachamim, as we said before, that the order is Chatasi, Avisi, Pashati. We start with the easy things, with the Shaygigan, and then we move towards Mizidin. Misvada al Hakal, Kal, Trila. And it's at this point that he adds the Kohanim. Before he said he was Mechaper for Ani Uvesi. Now he says he's Mechaper for Ani Uvesi, Uvenei Aaron. Why is this that he waits till now to add the Bnei Aaron? Because we say Mutav Sheyavai Zakai V'Yechaper L'Chayev, V'Yalv Yavai Chayev V'Yechaper L'Chayev. It's better that a person who already has the Schus, in other words, Ani Uvesi already had the Schus from the first Vidui. Now he's Mechaper on the Chayev. Not that a Chayev comes to be Mechaper on the Chayev. So since Ani Uvesi were already Mechuper from the first Vidui, they came as already clean. So now in their Schus, they're helping the other Kohanim. The Mekar Chaim asks, if we paskin like the Chachamim, that we go in the order that we said, Chatasi Avisi Pashati, so why is it that in Avinu Malkeinu, which we say the order of Avinu Malkeinu, Mechei V'Haver Pisha'enu V'Chataseinu Mineger Enecha. First we begin with Mezid, then we say Shaygin. But according to the Chachamim, how we paskin, we're supposed to begin with the Shaygin first, and then the Mezid. So the Mekar Chaim answers in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, and he says that while by vidui we say the easy ones first, by tefillah, which is a bakasha, we first say the pishayim, the mezidin, then we say the chatayim, which are shagigin. The difference is that by vidui we need to confess according to the order we came to do the averis. First, a person does smaller averis. Then avera gereres avera. Then a person does bigger averis. Therefore, you go in that order. Mash'ein kain by bakashas mechila, a person asks in the order it takes to bring him back closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we begin from where we are. We start off very far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, full of averis. And we ask for bakashas on these big averis. As we get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we ask for mechila for the smaller averis. It's impossible to get 100% close immediately. Therefore, we have to do it slowly. The Gemara says that the Sela Hashem and the Sela Azazel had red threads that needed to be a certain shear. Masha'enke, the red thread of the Paraduma, did not have a shear. Daf Membeis. Echad ha-marba v'echad ha-mamit u'bilvad she'echabin livoy l'shamayim. It doesn't matter how much a person gives or how much a person does, as long as he's mechabin livoy l'shamayim. The Gemara says there's a machloikis if a zar can do shechita on Paraduma or the par of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. The Gemara says shechita is not considered an avoda. We know that it is generally kosher for a zar to do it. Mashenki, we know by the other avodas, it's not okay for a zar to do them. The Gemara says that by Parah Aduma it says zeis chukas, and by Yom Kippur it says chuka. And we say, just like by Yom Kippur you need a kain gadol, so too for a Parah Aduma. And finally we say, only one Parah Aduma was allowed to be taken out of the machna, not two. Daf Mem Gimel. We say a klal. Ein miyat achar miyat el l'rabbis. This comes to include a kain hedyat for Kabbalah Saddam by Parah Aduma. We say that a chereshayit of the cotton, these are possible to do the avoda on Parah Aduma. The kedushas mayim of Parah Aduma, all people, even an isha, are kosher to do it. The only people who are not kosher are chereshayit of the cotton. Rabbi Yehuda says a cotton is kosher, but an isha is possible. We say that many shitas hold that they used big day lavan for the Parah Aduma, just like a kayan used big day lavan on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yechanan holds that a zar not only can shacht regular karbanis, but even the Parah Aduma. The Gemara says only by the second vidui he included his fellow Kohanim, as we said before, Mutav Sheyavai Zakai, V'yechaper al HaChayev, V'yal Yavai Chayev, V'yechaper al HaChayev. It's better for a person who already had Zchus to be Mechaper on the person who does not have the Zchus, rather than a person who doesn't have the Zchus trying to be Mechaper on the person who also does not have the Zchus. Based on this, the Meiri and the Ritva ask the following question. In the first vidui, he says, Ani Ubesi. He comes to be mechaper on Ani Uvesi. If that's the case, he's being mechaper not only on himself, but on his wife also. In that case, you have a situation of Yavei Chayev V'Yechaper Al HaChayev, because he himself is Chayev, but so is his wife. So how does he do that? This doesn't fit the klal of Mutav Sheyavei Zakai V'Yechaper Al HaChayev. So the answer, Ishtoi Kegufei. Ani Uveisi signifies that both of them are together. And since we say Ishtoi is Kegufei, it's as if he's coming to be Mechaper on himself also, and not that he's one person who's being Mechaper on someone else. We then have a Mishnah. After the second vidui, the Kohen shechted the par and made Kabbalah Sadam. Then he gave the blood to someone to keep the blood mixed, to keep on mixing the blood so it would not get hard. Then he did the Maisa Ktaris. How did he do this? He walked up to the Mizbeach, put coals in the Machta, and put it in the Azara, then went with the Ktaris to the Kodesh Kodashim. On other days, the Ktaris was different from Yom Kippur in terms of the Kalim and the quantity of Ktaris used. Many of the ideas regarding this, regarding the Ktaris, were made to make it easier for the Kohen Gadol to do the Malacha. Also, during the year, the Kohanim walked up the right side of the Kevesh, but in Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol walked in the center of the Kevesh. Daf Mem Dalet. When the Kohen Gadol was doing certain parts of the Avoda, no one else was allowed to be in the Heichal. And in fact, during the Maisik Teres, no one is allowed to be Ben Ulam Lamizbech. The Gemara says that we have three kaparas on Yom Kippur. One, the first, was for the Kohen Gadol and Beisai. The second was for the other Kohanim. And the third was for Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. We know that the Maisa Kteres is the one thing that is Mechaper for all of Klal Yisrael. We learn from the Gemara in Erechin that we see this from Kairach. Specifically, the Maisa Kteres is Mechaper for the Avera of Lashon Hara. Why specifically Lashon Hara? Since the Kteres is performed in secrecy with no one else around, and since Lashon Hara is typically spoken in private, these two are connected. Therefore, the Maisa Kteres, which is the one time of the year the Kohen Gadol goes inside the Kodesh Kodashim, that is Mechaper for the Avera of Lashon Hara. This points to the harshness of Lashon Hara, because after all, that's the one time the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kodashim, and if this is Mechaper for Lashon Hara must be a terrible thing. The Marsha in Masechta Zvachim asks the following question. How can the Gemara in Erechin say that the Keteres is Mechaper for Lashon Hara due to secrecy, and we see this from Kairach, but the Maisa Kairach was when the Keteres was done publicly? So how could you connect secrecy to something by Karach that was done publicly? So I think you could answer this by simply saying that Lashon Hara begins actually privately. It begins Betzina. But it spreads publicly very, very quickly. And because of that, you can mix up things that are both public and private. This teretz is well illustrated in a very well-known story about a woman who came to a Chassidish Rebbe before Yom Kippur. She told the Rebbe that she was nichshal in Lashon Hara many times that year, and wanted to know how she could be mechaper for these averis. The Rebbe told her that there's only one kapara for these terrible chataim. And he said it's very simple. Go back to your house, which was a few blocks from where the Rebbe lived, and he said, you know, take all the pillows in your house and open them up. And then walk a route straight from your house to my house and drop the feathers from these pillows onto the ground. And when you get to my house, come back inside. So she did that. She took all the pillows and she cut them open, and she dropped all the feathers on the street. Anyway, it was a very windy day, so obviously the feathers were blowing, and people met her, everybody thought she was crazy, but she did that because the Rebbe said that's the way to be mechaper on Lashon Hara. Then she came to the Rebbe's house, and she said, Rebbe, I dropped all the feathers onto the ground, what do I need to do next? So the Rebbe said, very simple. Go back to the root that you created with all these feathers, and pick up all of the feathers that you dropped, and put them back into the pillow. The woman said, but how is that possible? It's impossible for me to do that. The wind blew all the feathers away. So the Rebbe laughed and said, oh, that's what Lashon Hara is all about. You put them down nice and quietly, but the wind comes and blows them in so many directions that it's impossible to gather them up. The same thing is true with Lashon Hara. Once you tell one person, everyone else finds out, and it's impossible to get rid of the Lashon Hara that was spread once it begins to spread around. The Gemara even says that during the sprinkling of the Dam HaPar, there is a Chi of Prisha, and that no one is allowed to be Ben Ulam Lemizbech. We know that there are different orders of Kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash. These begin, of course, with the Ezrus Nashim, and it becomes more Kaddish going into the Ezrus Yisrael, then into the Ezrus Kayanim, then Ben Ulam Lemizbech, then in the Heichal, and this is all mentioned in Masechtas Kelim. The Gemara says only on Yom Kippur they used a golden shovel, but not during the rest of the year. This was in order to conserve money. On Yom Kippur, we also did not require the transfer of Keteris to a second Machta. Normally, we require during the rest of the year that we transfer the Keteris to a second Machta, but not on Yom Kippur. This was Mishum Chulsha de Kohen Gadol, because we wanted to minimize the amount of work that the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur, since he had to do all of the Avodas, and we didn't want him to get very weak, because it was hard enough during the fast to do all these other Avodas. Daf Mem Hei. On Yom Kippur, the Keteris needed to be grounded finer than usual. The Gemara says that there were small twigs on top of the Mizbeach used to light a bonfire. This was referred to as an alisa. The Gemara says that a carbon oila must be 100% burnt. And finally, the Gemara asks, how many marachais, how many wood piles, were there daily in the Beis HaMikdash? Rabbi Yehuda says 2, Rabbi Yossi says 3, Rabbi says 4, but all agree that on Yom Kippur, they had an extra one. So when there was a coin to Rabbi, there would be 5. Daf Mem Vav. The leftover parts of the carbon oila were put into a separate wood pile. And this was true, according to Rameir, even if it was on Shabbos. Rav Huna disagrees with this. Rav Chisda holds, Shabbos is Hutra Hibitzibor, but Tuma is the Chuya Hibitzibor. And finally, the Gemara says that if a person extinguishes an Eish in the coals of a shovel, Abaye says Chayef. This is because we have the Pasuk of Eish Tamid Tukar Al HaMizbeach Leisichba. And since the Kapu Machta are considered an extension of the Mizbeach, if you put out the flame, then you're Chayef. Rava, however, disagrees with this and says that you're Potter. We have now completed the fourth parak of Masechta Siyuma, and at this point we will conclude our shiur.